Real estate agents play a critical role in facilitating transactions in the property market. However, the absence of a regulatory framework has led to numerous challenges and shortcomings in the real estate industry in Uganda. Here are some additional challenges that highlight the need for a law to regulate real estate agents in Uganda. Lack of qualifications and training. One of the major challenges in the real estate industry is the lack of qualifications and training for agents. Currently, anyone can become a real estate agent without having any formal qualifications or training. This has resulted in a lack of professionalism and a low level of expertise among some agents, which can lead to poor advice and service delivery for clients. A regulatory framework can help to ensure that only qualified and trained agents are allowed to operate in the industry. Inconsistent fees and commissions. Another challenge is the inconsistency in fees and commissions charged by real estate agents. Currently, there are no standard fees or commissions for real estate transactions, which can result in confusion and mistrust between agents and clients. A regulatory framework can provide guidelines on the maximum fees and commissions that agents can charge, ensuring that clients are not exploited. Lack of transparency. The absence of regulation also leads to a lack of transparency in the real estate industry. Some agents do not disclose vital information about the properties they are selling or renting, which can result in clients making uninformed decisions. A regulatory framework can require agents to disclose all relevant information about the properties they are dealing with, ensuring that clients make informed decisions. Limited accountability. The lack of regulation has also created limited accountability for real estate agents. Without a formal complaints mechanism, clients have no clear path for seeking redress in case of disputes with agents. This can result in clients losing money or being subjected to unprofessional behavior by agents without any consequences. A regulatory framework can provide a formal complaints mechanism, ensuring that agents are held accountable for their actions. Limited protection for clients. Clients in the real estate industry are vulnerable to a range of risks, including fraud, misrepresentation, and breach of contract. The absence of regulation means that clients have limited protection against these risks, leaving them exposed to potential losses. A regulatory framework can provide greater protection for clients by requiring agents to adhere to strict ethical standards, providing a framework for resolving disputes, and imposing penalties for noncompliance. Limited access to information. The lack of regulation in the real estate industry in Uganda has resulted in limited access to information for clients. Clients may not have access to accurate and up-to-date information on properties, pricing, or regulations governing the industry. This can result in clients making poor decisions, being taken advantage of by agents, or facing legal issues down the line. A regulatory framework can help to ensure that clients have access to reliable information that can guide their decision-making. Lack of standardization. The absence of regulation also leads to a lack of standardization in the real estate industry. Without clear guidelines or standards, agents may operate differently from each other, making it difficult for clients to compare services or make informed decisions. A regulatory framework can provide standardization in terms of service quality, pricing, and ethical behavior, creating a more level playing field for all agents and clients. Limited oversight. The lack of regulation also means that there is limited oversight over the real estate industry in Uganda. This can result in agents engaging in unprofessional or unethical behavior without any consequences. A regulatory framework can provide oversight and monitoring of the industry, ensuring that agents adhere to the regulations and standards set out by the law. Limited professional development. In the absence of a regulatory framework, there is limited support for professional development in the real estate industry in Uganda. This can make it difficult for agents to improve their skills or knowledge, leading to a stagnant industry that fails to meet the evolving needs of clients. A regulatory framework can provide opportunities for professional development, ensuring that agents stay up to date with changes in the industry and can provide high-quality services to clients. Limited innovation. Finally, the lack of regulation in the real estate industry can also limit innovation and growth. Without clear guidelines or incentives, agents may be hesitant to adopt new technologies or business models that could improve the industry as a whole. A regulatory framework can provide a supportive environment for innovation and growth, encouraging agents to explore new approaches that can benefit both them and their clients. Limited access to information, lack of standardization, limited oversight, limited professional development, and limited innovation underscore the need for a law to regulate real estate agents in Uganda. Such a law would provide clear guidelines, standards, and support for agents and clients, ensuring that the industry operates in a professional, ethical, and effective manner. In conclusion, the real estate industry in Uganda faces numerous challenges due to the absence of a regulatory framework. The challenges highlighted above, including lack of qualifications and training, inconsistent fees and commissions, lack of transparency, limited accountability, and limited protection for clients, underline the need for a law that would promote professionalism, ethical behavior, and accountability in the industry, while providing greater protection and confidence for clients.